Good morning, Anonya. We will start with last night's live action. West Ham beating Manchester United 1-0 at Old Trafford to book a place in the last 16 of the Carabao Cup. And next up for them, a home tie with Manchester City in the next round. Now, the victory, revenge of sorts for a league loss at the weekend, and a sweet moment for Mark Noble. He missed a penalty at the weekend in that 1-0 defeat in London.
This is what this game does to you, you know. Obviously, the last couple of days have been a bit tough, but what do? You know, you put your boots back on and you come out and play. And I thought the boys tonight were fantastic against a. Obviously, you could call it a glorified couple of B teams, really, in that way, because the managers changed the whole teams. But I thought the players tonight were fantastic, and for their hard fought work rate, they probably deserved a 1-0.
Yeah, I think he's right. United with lots of shots, lots of possession, but West Ham with a deserved win there. Chelsea and Tottenham needed penalties to beat Wolves, and Aston Villa wins also for Arsenal, Leicester City and for Brighton. Aaron Connolly scoring twice for Brighton in their win over Swansea, and great to see him on target because he really has struggled to find form this season for his club. World Rugby has recommended new guidelines to support players and to improve player welfare, and this is a really interesting development. The recommendation is that professional teams should have a maximum of 15 minutes full contact training per week across 2 days. There'll be limits at the time spent at scrum work, lineouts and mauls also. They're also being recommended. Ireland's World Cup qualifier against Scotland this Saturday will be broadcast live on RT Radio 1, RT 2 Television and the RT Player. Big win for the our big win required there for the Irish team, who are hoping to qualify for that World Cup next year. Now, the start of the Ryder Cup is almost upon us. The European captain, Pádraig Harrington, has committed to getting a tattoo should his team win the trophy, but is yet to reveal what part of the body that tattoo may appear on. Thomas Bjorn, the last captain, did something similar, and the players are encouraging Pádraig to do likewise.
I am delighted that that's all they asked for, because I'd have given up a lot more. So, yes, I will be getting a tattoo. If my team produce a winning week, I will be getting a tattoo to mark the occasion. And very comfortable that they only asked that much of me, because I would have given more. It's a given now in Europe. Captain has to get a tattoo. And I don't have any other tattoos at this stage, so a new experience for me. Where on the body?
Yeah.
I know. It depends. No, I can't go that way. Depends how long it is.
We'll see. I'm sure he'll reveal more on that on Monday morning. In horse racing, Joseph O'Brien's Assemble won the Kerry National with Shane Fitzgerald on board. Davy Russell riding in Listowel this weekend. Brilliant to see him back after almost a year on the sidelines. Very serious neck injury. He's been talking to Dave Keane about his recovery and that feeling of riding in front of a crowd again.
We're just taking every day as it comes now. You know, there's a couple of lovely horses there and a lot of big meetings coming up. So it's prepared for it. I've done an awful lot of work. I'm a very good physio and done a lot of physio and kind of done things that I've never done in the past that I never had needed to do. I suppose just from being race fit riding, but this was a little bit different. So we had to do an awful lot of different exercises, and I was quite happy when I came back. I was fit, you know, I was good and fit.
And what's it like to ride in front of crowds again? The last time you were riding, you weren't riding in front of crowds, but to ride in front of the crowds here in Listowel, it's almost unique.
It is. It's a fantastic feeling, and it's a thing that we need to cherish. The fans and the general public that come racing, they're a huge part of our game, and we need to look after them now and make them more welcome than they were pre-COVID. You know, they're a very important part of our game.
Back with more sport in an hour. Back to you, Mary.